Sheena Roscoe says it feels good to now be part of the battle against climate change. The 59-year-old Washington, D.C. artist, known for her sewing designs and eclectic style, says she used to think green energy was only for wealthy homeowners.
I started seeing these things on top of people's roofs. I was like, them for the people who have the houses. It doesn't concern me because I'm in an apartment.
Roscoe is enrolled in a city program for low-income residents to receive discounted electricity powered by solar energy.
Originally, my bill would be 100-something. It's down to $12.
Green power will come from these 4,000 solar panels installed atop an underground water tank that holds municipal water. Bracken Hendricks is the solar project's lead developer.
All of the energy flowing off of this project is given away for free, and that's going to equal a reduction of energy bills, electricity bills, for 500 families in Washington, D.C.
The project costs $5 million, covered by investors and government grants. Hendricks says the system will eventually pay for itself through the sales of renewable energy credits to the power company. Remaining profits will go to a housing charity that co-owns the project.
We're building clean energy projects in community. We're taking the wealth created by that energy installation, and we're making sure that it's flowing back to the community itself.
If all goes according to plan, this field will generate green energy, solar energy for Washington, D.C. for the next two decades. This is a city that is a leader in green energy, using renewables to meet more than 60% of its energy needs. Now the challenge is to have more of this in more places.
Every community and every family can help to save the planet and save money to boot.
Congress recently passed climate legislation that includes billions of dollars for clean energy projects with a focus on disadvantaged communities. The goal is to cut U.S. carbon emissions by half by 2030. And Roscoe says she's glad to have been drafted.
I feel like I'm a part of something.
Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.